Rock 94.5, way home, about to unleash the freaks upon the streets of Spokane. It's the Freeway 500 tonight, being joined by a very special guest on the line, all the way from, well, downtown Spokane.
Hey, it's, downtown Spokane, you know how it is, kid.
Hey, it's Kevin Martin from Candlebox. What's up?
You know, same crap, different, how do you say that?
Same stage, different venue?
Everything's great, man. We're having a good time.
Awesome. Well, great to have you back in town again tonight, playing at the Knitting Factory.
When did they switch it from the Big Easy, man?
Well, it's been kind of an ongoing change. They're waiting for the signs back in the spring, so it just kind of changed over officially here at the beginning of the summer.
Right on.
Yeah, I haven't talked to you personally. I know you've been around, but I haven't talked to you probably about 20 years, man.
come on.
It must have been 93 or 94 when I was up at Rock 106, so it was a while ago. It was a long time ago, man. So you've been doing pretty good. Band's doing well.
Busy, man. You know, I cannot complain. Life is good.
Are you still living in Seattle?
No, I moved to Los Angeles back in 98. But Pete and Scott still up here in Seattle. So I come up here and do the work and the writing for the record and stuff up here.
What is it about Spokane for you guys? Because I know you're always here and we're always there for you.
I don't know. It's one of those rock and roll towns, man. I mean, people like to have a good time here. And Candlebox does well. I think it's because it's local to Seattle, and these people just, I guess, get good rock and roll here, you know. And I guess we're one of those bands.
Well, we got people from Seattle coming over here for rock and roll these days.
I know.
So it's all working out really good, man. How's LA life? All right, you like it down there?
It's good. It's busy, man. There's a lot of people there, you know. So it's a little crazy, but I can't complain. The weather is fantastic. It's a lot like it is here.
I'm just trying to get caught up, because it's been so long since I've talked to you. But big things happening for the band this time around. Tell us about your new CD.
New CD is Into the Sun. It was recorded in Los Angeles over the February March months, and we took a couple years to write it. So we really took our time to make sure we were doing things the right way, and that we were happy with the songs that we were producing.
And you guys are going to be on Rockland Monday night, taking your toll-free phone calls, huh?
I know, cool, huh? I didn't even realize that show was still around.
Oh, yeah, BC's still kicking, man. So you're going to do that from, where are you going to be doing that from?
We'll be in Boise.
We'll have fun, and guys, you want to get your toll-free phone calls into the band around 8:30 our time when you call 1-800-344-ROCK. And right now, I'll give you a little taste of that. Here's Stan tonight playing at the Knitting Factory.
Hey, it's Kevin Scannabox, chilling with Jeff Scott, 94.5, halfway home.
Is there something you got in your mind? Can you speak a bit louder? Just wait, listen close to these words and you'll find it gets harder to swallow their lies. Stay, all they ask is you follow them. Fools, yes, you've made it so far, so you play. Bring your friends to our party, recruit. It'll take you much further. Oh, this is your way. All your cunning destruction. No, we cannot stay. We'll say, oh, you can't stop ya. If I stood for you and I bled for you, would you come and save me? If we took a chance, did it all again, would you run? In this zoo, all the weak and unknowing, just clay. You can mold and conform them the rules. We must break your bad habits. Oh, this is your way. All your cunning destruction. No, we cannot stay. We'll say, oh, you can't stop ya. If I strip you and I bless you, would you come? Stand up with me. I stand up with I.
love it, man. Bring the pressure back to the cooking with Rock 94 and a Halfway Home. Rock Hard Summer and Candlebox off Into the Sun to Stand. Kevin's on the line, and what, it's been about 18 years since we spoke. Do you still have the same lineup on that band?
No, it's Barty left the band last May. He passed the bar. He's an attorney in Seattle, so he left the band in May. So we brought Adam Curry, my buddy from Los Angeles, to fill in for bass, and he just fit in perfectly. So, but it's still Pete and Scott and myself, you know, the original three. We actually started the band before Barty joined in the fall of 91.
And then there was a break in there, too, for the band, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Must have felt good to get back together again, though, after all that time.
It was nice, dude. It was nice to be back in the same place working.
So what did you do to approach this album differently besides taking so much time to work on it?
Well, we kind of went back and reevaluated the best songs that we had written as a band. Everything from the first album, the second album, the third album, you know.
Sure.
Recheck yourself. You know, we hadn't worked together since 98 in the studio. So we really had to kind of relearn how one another worked, you know, how we interacted with one another. And in that process, you kind of learn new styles of writing, you learn new things about your writing styles and about the other people that you're working with. And so we kind of approached it from a more of a friendship relationship type of record, rather than this is a song I have and this is where we're going to go. It's like, what do you think about this? How do you feel? What's this making you feel like? You know, I'm not crazy about that part. It doesn't really sound like Candlebox, et cetera. You know, so it was a lot of talking, and that's one thing that we'd never done as a band. We hadn't really sat down and discussed things. We just kind of went in the studio and started working.
But this is cool. You're kind of like, you're proving the point that yes, you can still be friends. You know?
Yeah, true.
After the dating's over and then you go out the first time together and you're like, oh yeah, things are going well. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good, because then you find the real love after that, you know, and it was there all along. You know what I'm talking about?
Exactly, man.
That's pretty cool, man. What a great story for Candlebox, and having fun on the road together now?
Yeah, much. Too much fun, I think.
Oh, cool. Now, what kind of stuff can we expect tonight on stage?
Well, you're going to hear a lot of the new record. You'll hear a lot of old favorites. You'll hear some songs you maybe hadn't heard in a long time that we hadn't played the past few times we were here. So, you know, we're really kind of kick it up a bit, and we were hoping that we were going to be able to play with this keyboard player that is out with the opening band, the Kings Royal, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen. So we've got quite a lot of keyboard on the new record, so we'll have to skip those songs. But other than that, a nice long rock and roll set, in your face, loud music.
And who's opening up the show?
There's a band from Los Angeles that Adam, our bass player, and Sean, our rhythm guitar player, are playing, called the Kings Royal.
Okay, that's who you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, they're from L.A. And then two other bands, which the London Get Down.
Yeah, they're good. They're on our local 945 CD. They're a good band. You like them.
Cool, yeah. And then Argonaut or something like that.
Okay. Those other guys. Okay, well, you do have the new CD out, and it's Into the Sun, so everybody go grab that. You might want to check it out before the show tonight if you can. Playing at the Knitting Factory, and what do you think will be next for the band?
Well, we keep touring. We'll tour on this thing for about 12 to 18 months.
Wow.
We'll probably start writing again, you know, early next spring to get ready for another record. But, you know, just work, man. Work, work, work.
Have you done a live album yet?
It's coming out. We did a live DVD, live album that will be out on September, the first week of September.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for spending time with us tonight at Rock 94 and a Halfway Home. We're going to pull out an old one now, man.
Killer.
Yeah, and any messages for your diehard fans here in Spokane tonight?
We love you, man.
Right on. It's Rock 94 and a Halfway Home.
You, it's for you. As you lonely people keep on running. well. Come around town, steal another dime, take another line. Won't you feel the blank you just sold? Out of mind. Come around town, steal another dime, do another crime. Won't you get it higher and higher?
For you, Spokane's Best Rock with Kevin from Candlebox. All right, have an awesome time tonight down the Knitting Factory with Spokane's Best Rock. Also hanging out at the fairgrounds, check back in with GA here, and it is the Rock Hard Summer. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.